What is up? Welcome into Lambo Speak. This is episode number 24. We're here coming at you live after our week 11 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers. I am Nate Wallen. You can find me on Twitter at Nate_Dirt19. I'm joined by Mr. Bobby Winter. You can find him on Twitter at Bobby A. Winter. Before I forget, this is a Total Styles production. So, Bobby, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling much better now after a Packers victory. I'm not going to lie. I kind of predicted this last week. You know, it just seems like the Chargers defense plays very similar to the Packers defense. So
they're way worse than the Packers defense. And our defense isn't good, but theirs is way worse.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It didn't help that, you know, Joey Bosa goes down early.
Yeah.
You know, they had some other, did that Sebastian Joseph Day ever come back in? I don't remember if he did or not, but
I think he did.
I can't remember. So
yeah.
Yeah. But you can find the show on Twitter, Total Titles. You can find all of our content, all our articles, mock drafts, everything we do is on our website, totalstitles.com. So check that out. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit the like and subscribe button. We would appreciate that and a little bell so you know when we're going live every day. And if you are listening to this on Apple, a 5-star review would be much appreciated. And last but not least, if you do want to get into our Gilded chat, which is constantly live. I listened to Title Time this morning, the Start Sit show, and they were talking about it. And Jason mentioned that, you know, we're always available and always talking. And it does feel like it's a pretty great community that we have built. And, you know, we'd love to have you guys be a part of it. So hit any of us up. You can email the show at totalstitles@gmail.com. They will get you in there. It's totally free. We talk everything from fantasy football, NFL, college football, DFS, gambling, you name it, we talk about it. They've been talking about Disney World and Universal Studios a bunch because there's a couple guys that are big into that because they live down there. So, like I said, everything, all the time. So, that being said, let's talk about this awesome victory we had. Had a little bit of help from the football gods, I feel like. you know, I said it on Wednesday night, our Total Styles After Dark show that I do with Abe and Rich. You know, it was just a stellar coaching matchup I was looking forward to. I bag on Brandon Staley just as much as LaFleur, probably maybe even more, because I think he's a buffoon. And, you know, we went for it on fourth down, didn't get it. And, you know, we had a good drive going, too. I thought that the opening drive looked well. They had some easy throws for Love. He made him. He looked good, looked comfortable. You know, I was like, oh, okay, we're moving the ball. But, Chargers defense isn't good, but it doesn't matter. I thought they were moving, you know, the play call, and then it just stopped. And go for it on fourth. I thought the third down play, I thought was dumb. That little, I don't even call it a jet sweep, whatever it was. It was just seemed like a bad play call. But, you know, and then the Chargers get it. They do the same thing. And I was just laughing because it's like, oh, here we go. But, you know, I thought, as the game progressed, you know, like I said, we were able to move the ball, and it seems like we're starting to kind of get a little more in sync as a team on the offensive side of the ball. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, with the whole getting in sync thing, I think that has been made apparent by the emergence of 11 and 13 and 88. Over the last couple of weeks, it seems like the rookies are starting to become the best players on this team. Jaden Reed, I'll keep saying it week after week. He's a dog. Dude, I think he's wide receiver one on this team right now. Mm-hmm. He's unbelievable. He had 92 yards from scrimmage. He had a couple of handoffs. I mean, he led the team in rushing and almost led the team in receiving. So, Jaden Reed's pretty good at football. And Dontayvion Wicks, man, the dude's just getting open in the middle of the field. It seems like every game he has at least two catches over the middle of the field, like these intermediate to deep passes where Love's just finding him, and he's just, you know, he's sitting down in the zones and he understands what the defense is doing and he's getting open. I mean, that's all you could ask a receiver to do, man, is just get open. And Luke Musgrave is probably on track to break the receiving record or the catches record for the Packers. So that's pretty exciting, as long as he stays healthy.
For sure. And I thought that that catch and run by Tucker Kraft was awesome. Almost scored his first touchdown, stepped out. But still, you know, he's got some wheels. He's not just a slow blocking tight end. I didn't really think he was. I mean, I had some hopes for him.
Yeah. But
You know, he showed a little bit. I think Musgrave led the team in targets, which is whatever. I don't care. He's a stud. Like you said, it seems like those three guys are definitely kind of emerging. Not to say that Dobbs, he's still phenomenal.
Sure.
And I don't know. It felt like with Watson, there was a little bit more, you know, I don't know if it wasn't last week, maybe the week before, we talked about, like, we wish there were some other plays besides just these shot plays to try to get Watson involved. Mm-hmm. There was a jet sweep they ran with him, but it, you know, didn't feel like it was just, hey, let's just chuck it up down there to him. So, you know, that felt good. You know, the injuries, we can talk about the running backs. You just hate to see Aaron Jones go down.
Yeah.
You know, I think you said you were listening to a video. Did they say, probably, I assume they're doing MRIs tomorrow.
Yeah, he has an MRI tomorrow, but LaFleur went to the podium and said that he doesn't believe it's going to be anything long-term, which is fantastic. And in the interview that Aaron Jones was giving, he said that he narrowly avoided something tragic. So that all sounds very optimistic. I'm not sure what's going on with Emmanuel Wilson. I actually, watching the play, they showed it like two or three times. It's kind of hard to figure out where exactly he got hurt. Like, it looked like his shoulder, but yeah, you couldn't exactly see any contact to his shoulder when he was going out of bounds. So hopefully he'll be all right, because right now we just have A.J. Dillon, who, again, had 14 carries and averaged 2.1 yards per carry.
Why did it feel like he ran the ball better than that? Did he have his long was 6 yards.
He got stopped in the backfield. There was that one play where he lost like 6 yards. So that probably ruined his average, but
yeah. I guess he had 4 catches for 32 yards. And one of those was 20 yards. I think that was it. I must've looked up or looked down or whatever and missed it. But you know, as bad as he can be and as good as he's played, like, I don't know. I just feel like he's been okay at times. It seems like he's better when Aaron Jones is there. You know, but we'll see. Hopefully, you know, 4 days is quick to be back for Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
So,
you know, especially if it's serious enough that they're going to do an MRI, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like they probably do that anyways, just to make sure there's no damage. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what they could do? Just put Jaden Reed back there.
That's fine.
I mean, he had he averaged 15.3 yards per rush today. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, we like but that.
You had mentioned Tucker Kraft. You know, going into the draft, actually, a lot of people were actually higher on Tucker Kraft than Luke Musgrave. And there was a lot of outlets that were saying, you know, the Packers got a steal getting him in the third, that, you know, that Tucker Kraft should have been drafted before Luke Musgrave. So it's exciting to see Luke get some chances now, because, you know, even just watching him on that route, like, yeah, he did step out of bounds or whatever, but he looked pretty fluid running his routes, you know? So that's exciting. He was like, we did over the summer, we kind of went over all the draft picks. He was kind of like a jack of all trades kind of tight end. You know, he was like, he kind of excelled a little bit at everything, but wasn't really like a total like master of something, you know, where like Luke Musgrave is, he's fast, can catch the ball down the field in the middle of the field, you know? So, you know, tight end is obviously one of those positions that takes a long time for it to develop because they have so much responsibility. But who knows, man, in a couple of years, we might be saying that like we have the best tight end tandem in the NFL. That would be exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it would be, that'd be fun. So, you know, the one thing, and we were texting out during the game that was frustrating was the Josh Nyman and, I just forgot.
Right. Yeah. The constant switching.
What are we doing?
It seems like they don't know which player is better. So they're going to put one out until they start playing poorly and then just switch to the other one and hope that they start playing better. That's what it seems like to me, which is like, if you have two tackles, you probably don't have any tackles. And I said it to you during the game, I think tackles probably our biggest need on the team right now.
Yeah, I get it that they struggle, but like, pick one and go with it. I don't like that switching, you know,
Yeah.
Hey, you play series, I'll play series. You play, like, I don't, I'm not a fan of that.
No, you're right. Cause continuity is such a huge part of playing offensive line. You know, yeah. They talk about it all the time, whether it's on the broadcast or, you know, teammates talking about it in interviews and stuff like that. One of the reasons why the Packers were, you know, the offensive lines were so good was because they stuck with the players. Like in the middle 2010s, you know, when the offensive line was like elite, you know, they didn't suffer really too many injuries, and they kind of kept the same guys going through year after year after year. So yeah, I am not very hopeful that they're going to figure it out by the end of the year, which again, we know this is an evaluation year. They got to figure out, you know, if they're going to be keeping any of those tackles, you know, other than Zach Tom.
Yeah.
I think left the going into the draft next year.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. We'll, you know, we'll just kind of keep an eye on that, but that just kind of seems like the way things are going. But I do want to mention the football gods kind of helping us out. It felt like the sun played a big part in today's game. I don't remember that being like that recently.
No, it was especially like, bright.
I mean, it was just like the one to Keenan Allen would have been a touchdown, and like it made you laugh because you were like you don't really see, like they slow it down and that ball just hits him literally like right here.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh shit. Like, yeah. Like, you know,
you can tell he had no idea it was there.
Yeah. He didn't know it was coming. If that had hit him in the face mask, it would have knocked him over.
Yeah. I was watching the game with my brother. I'm telling him, I'm like, dude, that he's like one of the best wide receivers in the league right now. He has great hands. Like I'm telling you, the reason he didn't catch that is because he had no idea where the ball was.
No clue. Yeah. And you know, then Eckler had some trouble with his feet. It's weird to me, and we talked about that beforehand, like that it seems like constantly people come to Lambeau and they bitch about the surface or the whatever, like the Packers player. It's not like we have special shoes.
Right, that you know, only like, Packers players can use. Yeah, no, like, you can't, it's ridiculous.
You know. So, I mean, you know, he had a big fumble. And then on the – was it their last drive where he slipped and fell wide open? I can't – I think it was, you know, so that was helpful, I guess. But, sure. You know, I thought that the defense played pretty well, minus the fact that Herbert, like I said, was running, looking like damn Lamar Jackson out there. Like,
yeah,
I mean, it seemed like they obviously would be, you know, do pretty well in coverage and then he would just take off. But, you know, whatever.
He's pretty athletic.
He is. Oh, no. I'm not taking that away from the guy, but. I don't think I've ever watched him run that much, I guess.
Right. You
know, it's just been tough for him. But, and Devondre Campbell, that's another one I'm concerned with injury-wise, hopefully.
Yeah, he's been having a rough 2 years when it comes to injury, man. It seems like ever since that all-pro season, it's been a struggle for him to stay healthy, which stinks, man, because like I feel like ever since that year, we've kind of hoped that he would return to that form. And it's not that he plays poorly. It's just, you know, sometimes these injuries, they kind of linger for him, or, you know, he gets one and then gets a completely different one a couple of weeks later. So that's really tough. It's tough to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, like we said, hopefully it's not something serious and he'll be in there against the Lions. But I thought the secondary played well. Not just secondary. We didn't tackle well yet again. I guess I'm just going to give up on trying to hope we're going to start tackling well. You know, that Jonathan Owens missed that one. I text you right away. That looked like he wasn't even trying.
Yeah. No, that was what was it? Simone Biles could have made that tackle. That was pretty good.
I believe that kid that scored, that tight end, was a quarterback at Old Dominion. You know, same place as Taylor Heinicke.
That's right.
You know, so I don't know, like, I mean, it's just wild that whatever, you know, it is what it is, I guess. But the poor tackling that's just frustrating, you know, that it continues to be that way. The penalties still are an issue, and they will continue to be an issue, I suppose. You know, it right out the gate, Adam, you know, on the kickoff, you know, you're just like, here we go. But, you know, I thought the front four did really well to get pressure quite a bit on Herbert, which was great. I thought our offensive line played pretty well. I thought they played well last week too against, you know, TJ Watt.
Yes, certainly.
You know, it seems like that they're starting to play a little better. I think the team as a whole is. It stinks that it took, you know, 10 weeks to or whatever. And I'm not saying they're going to win out by any means, but it just seems like that they feel a little more complete. I thought Jordan played well today. He made some good throws. First time over 300 yards. So, and that was the first time in like 2 years that a Packers quarterback has thrown for over 300 yards because Rodgers didn't do it last year. You know, and
I saw that and I was shocked. I can't believe he didn't do it once last year.
No.
So that's wild.
Yeah. So that was fun to see. You know, it's fun to see him kind of progressing and not regressing. So, we'll see what next week brings. It's another, we had a very, very hard time against the Lions when we played their defense before.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say we're leaps and bounds ahead of where we were. I don't think that's the case.
No.
But I feels like we're playing better football. But I don't, you know, the Steelers and the Chargers aren't on the level of they were on the same level as the Lions last week. Took them down to the wire. But
yeah,
I don't feel like they're, you know, I mean, I think we'll be able to move the ball against the Lions.
Sure.
But I think they will also move the ball against us with a very good running back tandem.
Right. Yeah. The Lions are just clearly the better team right now.
I wasn't trying to move on, by the way. I said, there's, if you got other stuff you want to keep talking
about. Oh, no, absolutely. For sure. Actually, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things on the defense. So we have said over the last couple of weeks, it's kind of funny that we keep saying like, you know, oh, the secondary played well. Oh, the secondary played well. We don't have a preferred starter in every single position on our secondary right now.
Yeah.
What were our top three corners coming into the season, right? It was Jaire, Eric Stokes, and
Rasul
Douglas. Thank you.
He had two interceptions today, by the way. Doesn't really count because we're playing the Jets, but
yeah. But Rasul's amazing. I said it weeks ago. He was probably the best player in our defense before he got traded. He was. He was playing spectacular ball. Dude's really good. And all three of those guys are currently not playing right now for the Packers. You know, obviously one got traded, two are injured. And then our starting safeties both aren't playing. We have a seventh round rookie and a free agent that we signed for like $1 million. You know, and they're doing it. They're doing the thing. Like we keep saying, you know, like, well, the defense isn't playing well. They're not playing well. It's like, well, yeah, you know, that half the guys that are playing right now aren't preferred starters. It's insane. And there was so many injuries that happened, not just, you know, because they'll say, you know, oh, Joey Bosa went out. That's why you guys won. Well, yeah, how many players did we lose throughout the game today? Six, seven?
Yeah.
You know, it was insane. So it's cool seeing dudes like Carl Brooks step up. It's funny about Carl Brooks. If you ever look at his PFF score, his PFF score makes no sense. It's like spectacularly low. It just seems like he's making splash plays like every game.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Yeah. Obviously, however you feel about PFF, you know, some people swear by them or some people think that they have no idea what they're talking about. But it's just like it's an interesting way to kind of see like an evaluation of a player. So it was kind of shocking to see that his score was so low. But, you know, Rashawn Gary coming in with that sack towards the end of the game, you know, like you love to see it. You love to see it, man. I'm really glad that he got his extension a couple of weeks ago. And
well done.
100%. And Carrington Valentine in the secondary, he's playing pretty well, you know, as a rookie. Like we saw it during the preseason, but we were like, you know, what's it gonna look like if he has to start a game? And I mean, he's holding up pretty well. I'm feeling very optimistic about this past draft class. I think it was probably his best one. Maybe
as a whole, yeah, top to bottom.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's either 2022 or 2023. One of those two was definitely the best. But we'll probably see over the next year or two as these players can continue to develop and how many of them actually stick around on this team. So,
yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think that they, you know, I, honestly, they've exceeded expectation, that's for sure, especially as late around draft picks as they've been and have been playing a vital role, you know, against some good pass catchers. You know, I mean, granted, today was a much better quarterback than they have faced throwing the ball, but I thought they were able to shut him down and, you know, get pressure on him up front and be able to, you know, stop it. Not necessarily Keenan Allen, because nobody stops Keenan Allen, but, you know.
Actually, I had an interesting conversation earlier about this. So, you know, going into the final moments of the fourth quarter, right? Justin Herbert has the ball, no timeouts, and there was about a minute and a half left. So I asked a question. I said, you know, if we had a minute and a half left, would you rather have the ball with our offense with no timeouts and you have to go win the game? Or would you rather be winning? The other team has a minute and a half and you have to choose our defense. What would you prefer?
I think I'd rather have our defense on the field right now.
I said the same thing. I said the same thing, you know, and a lot of people were saying that they'd rather have the ball with a minute and a half. Like, yeah, clearly that's more exciting. You know what I mean? Because like when you're on defense, especially over the last 20 to 30 years, like you would have said any other year other than this year, you would have been like, oh, I want the ball in Rodgers' hands or I want the ball in Favre's hands. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like now, and, you know, this game is a perfect example of it. There's been a lot of games this season where they've kept other teams to 20 points or less. You know what I mean? The defense won this game for us today. They did. Yeah. With as well as Jordan Love played, and he played very, very well. And, you know, the rookies stepping up on the offense and stuff, the defense won this game for us today.
Definitely. It didn't seem like – to me, like, the game felt like it moved really fast today, which was weird. But, yeah. You know, I mean – hell, the Chargers' leading rusher was Herbert. It was 73 yards. You know, they didn't – I mean, he averaged 9 yards a carry. And Eckler still averaged 6.4 yards a carry. But, you know, it seemed like they needed to throw the ball a lot more. And, you know, in those passing downs, they struggled. You know, and that's what – you know, especially that end of the game like that, like I said, that minute and a half, whatever, it's like I am more confident in our pass defense than I am – I think our rush defense is still – shit, whatever, that doesn't matter. But like, they're not going to be just running the ball where it's like they're just gashing us for 7-8 yards a carry. You know what I mean? So right. I definitely want the defense out there, and it's different than, like I said, than you can remember in past years being like, oh shit, we don't want the defense out there.
Yeah, it's interesting. So we've seen a lot of teams attack the Packers the same way. The Packers defense, I mean, they'll rush the ball at least 25-30 times. You know, some guys get 25 to 30 carries just by themselves against the Packers. But, you know, this was a pretty closely contested game. It's not like one team was in the lead for the vast majority of the game. So it was pretty close. So it wasn't like one team became one dimensional pretty early in the game. Their two running backs only had 16 carries.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's one of the reasons why they lost. Just kept throwing the ball. And I get it. You have Justin Herbert, right? And I get it. The Packers have like rookies starting in basically every position of the secondary, and unless it's like a street free agent, you know. But if you take the Justin Herbert, you know, most of those were not design runs. Let's be real.
No,
they passed the ball 36 times and rushed it 16. Yeah. You know, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, that's just Kellen Moore and Brandon Staley just knowing what they need to do.
Right.
You know, not. Hey,
it's like we had a plan to play, but not a plan to play against the Packers. You know,
they don't, because they're idiots.
It's just bad coaching. And I honestly, I don't know how Staley is still the coach of this team.
He's so bad. It's because analytics, and analytics people think he's great, and he's not great.
No. No, yeah, he just worked with Sean McVay.
Yeah. But anyways, we can move on. Talk about the Lions. They won a nail biter today. So maybe they'll be, I don't know, that could either go really well or really bad for us, that, you know, they'll come out and, you know, jam it down our throats like they did last time. But, you know, like I said, I was saying earlier, I don't know. It just seemed like we had no answer for Aiden Hutchinson last time. And I don't know if we will this time, but, you know, we've done well. We did well against TJ Watt and those guys. Obviously Joey Bosa wasn't there today. Khalil Mack got his a little bit. But sure. I mean, he didn't seem like he was a game wrecker like Hutchinson was when we played him last time. So
right.
Hopefully we can, you know, I think the right side of the line is playing better. And that's usually where Hutchinson's rushing from. So that should be helpful. You know, but I don't know. I think we'll be able to move the ball on the Lions. They're good up front. Their back end is good, but not their strong point, obviously. You know, so we'll just see where it goes, I suppose.
Yeah, I think the only way that the Packers are going to have a chance to beat the Lions is if the defense steps up and really contains this Lions offense, because I think right now the Lions just all around are a better team right now than the Packers. They're playing that way. Maybe on paper you might say, oh, well, this guy's more talented or this guy's more talented, but you know, just the product that they're putting out on the field, I mean, their rush attack is great. Their pass attack is great. The defense is playing better than it did last year. I mean, it's in game, like, you know, the Packers have a chance, but that doesn't mean that they couldn't win. You know, like yeah. I told you, I texted you as soon as the game was over, I was like, and this starts the run, you know what I mean? And the Packers did this last year.
Yep.
They were in this exact same position that they're in right now. They were 3-6, and then they went on a run and they were chasing a playoff spot towards the end.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, actually we're 8th right now. So we are one spot out of being in a wild card right now with 4 yeah. wins.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, I don't think it's out of the question.
Anything could happen.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and you don't know, you know, I mean, like I said, the Bears were winning, you know, and it seemed like they were up 27-14 for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, I know Fields was back. I didn't watch the game, so I can't talk much about it. I was watching the Packers game the whole time. I didn't really surf around too much today.
Same.
But, you know, like I said, we'll see. Every day, you never know. I mean, it's weird. I can't remember them playing on Thanksgiving anytime recent, in my recent memory anyways. So it'll be fun to sit there and watch a little football Thursday. So,
yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I think it's the first game for Thanksgiving as well. Yeah,
11:30 or whatever. Yep.
It'll be perfect right before I get, you know, tired from turkey and beer. So that'd be awesome.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But no, I think it'll be fun. So, but you got anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah. What are your favorite sides on Thanksgiving?
So actually, I'll be honest, I don't like turkey.
Me neither.
I'll eat it because most likely where I'm going, they probably won't even have ham. I'm a ham guy. Always have been.
Oh, yeah. With that honey drizzle thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'll eat turkey with some, as long as I got a shit ton of gravy for it. But I want mashed potatoes and gravy, mac and cheese. I don't like, cranberry sauce. Nobody likes that. I don't like green bean casserole because I don't like green beans. Pretty much any corn of any kind, like that candy corn, cornbread casserole stuff, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That stuff's awesome.
Yeah. Big fan of that. At my wife's on her side of the family, they make some they're homemade noodles. Kind of, it's like if you had chicken noodles, but without the chicken in them, they're really good. They usually make some noodles of some kind. I like that too. So
nice.
What about you? Yeah.
Oh, I'm all about the sides, man. Stuffing. And actually, you know, I don't know.
I like stuffing too.
Stovetop stuffing.
I don't need
so good, man. They figured it out. You don't have to make homemade stuff. It's so good.
No, people put all sorts of random shit in it. I'm that's gross. Go get the damn box.
It's so easy, man. They figured it out. Yeah. Just use that. It's so good. Yeah. You know, mashed potatoes. So I like to put ranch on my mashed potatoes. I don't know if you've ever done that before.
I don't like ranch. Sorry. I'm not a sauce guy. Weird, I know, but not much at all.
Yeah. So it's similar to putting sour cream. You'll see that in a loaded
potato. I can see that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's similar to that, but better. And then I'm all about the hors d'oeuvres. I'm a big hors d'oeuvres guy. So shrimp cocktail, deviled eggs, you know.
No, can't do it. I can't. I've tried it. I just don't like it. I don't know.
Yeah. And green bean casserole. Green bean casserole
is good. I'm very picky, as you can tell. But I mean,
Bro, I'm like a garbage disposal. I'll eat anything except for turkey. Like I always do. Like, I feel like I'm a gentleman just by taking like a little sliver of turkey. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm like, cause I feel bad. Cause you know, obviously the turkey is like by far the most time consuming part of Thanksgiving dinner. So yeah. It feels rude to not like have a little piece, but like, yeah. I don't enjoy it. You know,
yeah. I'll get like two pieces. And then like, I just like, there's so much gravy on the turkey and the potatoes that it, and then, oh, and the rolls, of course. You know,
oh
like,
yeah, for sure.
That's about it. Like I don't like turkey. I just never have. I don't.
Yeah.
And I mean, deep fried, it's a little better. But still,
I've
never
had a deep fried turkey.
Oh really?
Is it juicier or?
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's sick. A lot better. It's much better than normal.
I gotta try it. Turkey,
but it's not ham. I just get me a goddamn ham. That's all I want.
For sure.
But yeah, no, I'm excited. I like seeing all the family. You know, it's a good, it'll be fun to get together with everybody. So,
yeah. Hey, actually, when do you want to record? Since we typically.
Oh, what was I thinking? Sorry, going crazy. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll talk after the show. So,
all right. Sounds good. Yeah, so guys, stay tuned. You got to make sure that you hit the notification bell so you guys know when we go live, because Thursday's a holiday, so we got to make sure that we're all going to be available to stream. So,
yeah, we'll see. We'll maybe we send out a tweet or something and let them know. So
sounds good.
That'll work. Well, thanks for tuning in. Hey, big win, and hopefully we can keep the train on the tracks like this. So we will. We'll see you next week and we'll let everybody know. So awesome. Have a good night.
Go Thanks. Pack, go.
That's right.